Welcome to Connecting with Christ. This podcast is for believers who want to go beyond information about Christ and involvement for Him to intimacy with Him. We'll be exploring men and women whose devotional writing is still popular after hundreds of years for connecting with Christ. Hi, I'm Jim Watkins, and the only thing you really need to know about me is that I'm an author, a speaker, and an imperfect Christ follower. Our guest today is John of the Cross, who will share how discipline is a way of connecting with Christ. John lived in 1542 to 1591. The Spanish priest and poet worked to reform his order, but was accused of disobedience and sentenced to monastery prison, where he endured a diet of bread, water, and fish scraps, as well as a weekly public lashing. While in prison, he wrote some of his most popular poetry on paper spirited to him by a guard. After 9 months, he escaped and went on to be revered for his books, Ascent of Mount Carmel and The Dark Night of the Soul. Here's what he wrote on discipline as being a way of connecting with Christ. Oh, that we could understand, practice, and experience what our Savior taught us concerning self-denial, how different it is from what so many think is the proper way for spiritual persons upon the road to heaven. They are content to practice virtues, continue in prayer, and talk about dying to self, but they become resistant to taking up their cross. They avoid separation from the world displayed in godly love, selflessness, and spiritual purity for which the Lord commands us. But they replace feeding and clothing their natural selves with spiritual feelings and comforts, rather than stripping themselves of all things for God's sake. For they think it's sufficient to deny themselves worldly things without denying and purifying themselves from even spiritual comforts. So, when confronted with a solid, perfect spirituality, which is not all sweetness in God, they flee from it like death itself. These dry, distasteful trials are the true spiritual cross. Those who seek only the sweetness and delectable communion with God are not practicing self-denial or detachment of the spirit, but spiritual gluttony. So they become enemies of the cross of Christ. True spirituality seeks God for God's sake, which is distasteful rather than that which is delectable. It inclines itself to suffering rather than to comfort. It desires to go without all the blessings for God's sake so it can possess God Himself. It endures spiritual dryness and earthly afflictions rather than to enjoy sweet communions, knowing that this is to follow Christ and to deny oneself. As he teaches, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and the sake of the good news, you will find it. That's from Mark 8, 34 to 35. If you are seeking God's favor and benefits, you are seeking yourself. But to seek God Himself and to choose for His sake what is distasteful to the world, this is the love of God. Well, I'll be posting episodes on Monday and Thursdays, so next time we take a look at connecting with Christ through obedience with, again, one of my favorite authors, Thomas A. Kempis. In the meantime, stop by jameswatkins.com/connect for lots of resources to help you concerning connecting with Christ. You'll find bios and links to the original writings of all our authors, a study guide you can use for personal or group study, and two anthologies of these devotional writers that I've written about in modern language. That address again is jameswatkins.com/connect. And I'd love to hear from you. Just email me at jim@jameswatkins.com. And thanks for sharing this link with other believers desiring deeper relationship with Christ. So until our next episode, let me add to the Apostle John's benediction to his third letter, verse 2. Dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is connecting with Christ.